the saint whose feast we celebrate today is not one that is very well known, especially in these parts, but he is in the general calendar of the church, and as such, we celebrate him, St. John Leonard. And we also celebrate today, which is reminded in the commemoration, the great first bishop of Paris, France, St. Denis, and his deacons, Rusticus and Eleutherius. Now, it's very interesting and very enlightening and worthy of meditation that the epistle that is given to us today is pronounced. Now, St. John Leonard, he was born in the city of Lucca in Italy, the city which was made famous even more so in the last century by the presence, the life and death of the great mystic St. Gemma Galgani, the Passionist Tertiary, who suffered tremendously for the sake of Christ and for her faith. And St. John Leonard, as a little boy, studied and benefited himself from all the learning that was given to him. And the first thing he did, and of course it shows that many who are having one career, and then our Lord tells them, no, this is what you're to do. He first of all studied for 10 years to be a pharmacist. And he began to do a lot of good deeds for the poor, the orphans of his city, of Lucca. In the meantime, God called him, and he decided to study for the priesthood. And it was, I believe, under Pope Gregory XIII that he was ordained to the priesthood early, because he already had so much education. In the process of his priestly life, he continued to do the good deeds that he had already done as a layperson. But in the meantime, God called him to found a congregation, the priests of the Holy Mother of God, and also he was the founder of the college, a pontifical college, of a university of the propagation of the faith. Of course, all of us are familiar with that term, and it is back to St. John Leonard that we have that term, where we, every year, we gather together our funds and try to spread the gospel. And this is the propagation of the faith. And as such, we have the epistle. The epistle that it makes a lot of sense today. If our gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost. For those who do not believe, who do not want to believe, who do not want to be part of the mystical body of Christ, who do not want to be baptized, the gospel is hid. They don't know it. They don't understand it. They don't know Christ. They think they do, but they do not know Christ. And it is hid because they are lost. In other words, their future is nothing but everlasting hell. It is hid to them that are lost, whom the God of this world hath blinded their minds, the minds of unbelievers, that the light of the glory of the gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, and we see this at the last gospel at every Mass. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word is the image, imago, in Greek. In arche en o logos, the image, the concept, logos. And of course, the concept of God is like God, eternal. And the Holy Spirit that they spirate through their love of one another, for they are two separate persons, but one God, is the Holy Spirit. But this is hidden from those who refuse to believe, who refuse salvation. And so, of course, our Lord says, if you go to a house and you say, peace be with you, and they do not receive the peace, they may say it, and also with you, or whatever they say. But if they don't really mean it, the peace of God will return to you and they will be lost. There is no hope for them. And so we must remember this. We are not here just out of pleasure. There's very little pleasure. We have, yes, the pleasure of believing in God and of offering the holy sacrifice of the Mass. But the pleasure is God's, not ours. We are here to do penance, to suffer, and to teach others the way to heaven. But if they do not want it, they are lost. And there's nothing you or I, nor even God, can do. For they have used their free will for their own eternal damnation. So today we pray to St. John Leonard for those who have not yet accepted the fullness of the faith or any of the faith in his holy Catholic Church. Now, St. Denis, the first bishop of Paris, there are many things written about him. Not all of them are true. He is not the same Denis as was found in the Areopagite in Greece. That is another Denis, but he was confused in the early days of the Church. This Denis was a most likely consecrated a bishop by St. Peter himself. And he went to Paris, where he was sent to proclaim the gospel. Now, at the end of his life, it was God's will that he should be martyred. And in fact, he and his deacons were martyred. They were beheaded. And St. Denis picked up his head, and he was in Paris, and he went up to the sacred mount, the Mount of the Martyrs, Montmartre, where Elizabeth Schimke tried to learn how to fly about 8 years ago. And she didn't, but at least she didn't break her neck. There it was, he carried his head, and then he died, and there he is buried in the Basilica of the Sacre Cœur, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, on the Hill of the Martyrs, Montmartre, where we venerate him today, to this day, and where we have had the privilege of celebrating the holy sacrifice of the Mass in the crypt of that august church that over 120 years at least, maybe 40 now, the Blessed Sacrament is exposed all day long, every day, and is adored by the many thousands of the faithful who come one by one or in groups to adore our Lord Jesus Christ in the most holy sacrament of the altar. May he bless us and protect us and deliver us from all evil and from the many attacks of the devil and his minions. And may he deliver the Church from the evil that is assaulting her today because of our sins. It is not because somebody else, it's because of our sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.